All right, hey everyone. Today you're watching the Tim and Dom Show, and today's episode we're going to be talking about the sport debate about bobsledding. For those who don't know what bobsledding is, my friend Dom will tell you what it is.
Bobsled is a winter sport in which team of two or four teammates make time run down narrow, twisty bank ice track in a gravity powered sled. The time runs are combined to calculate the final score.
Okay. I think that bobsledding is a sport because of the competition. And with the competition, they have time. And according to AutoAttackWW.Colorado.Education, time is supposed to be keeping score, so the fastest sled wins, often by mere hundreds of a second. And the time is how they keep score in the bobsledding. Bobsledding should be considered a sport because they have a way to keep the best to worst score. Another time for the competition is competitors. According to AutoAttackWW.Colorado.Education, all international events are governed by the FIBT, which has a membership of about 50 nations. So there's other people competing for it. This shows that there are other countries trying to become victorious. You totally need someone to compete against in sports. Bobsledding has scores and awards just like sports. Competitors to fight. And another pro argument that bobsledding is a sport is the physical exertion. One reason is pushing the bobsled. According to adventure.howstuffworks.com, a good bobsled has to take advantage of the physical forces that help it accelerate. And you have to use force to get the sled moving, just like a sport. You have to use physical force like football. You have to use physical force like football, for example. And another sub-point for that is leaning right to left to navigate the bobsledding. They'll navigate the bobsleigh. According to AttackWW.Colorado.Education, drivers try to steer through the turn smoothly and to prevent the sled from skidding into the walls. And this proves it because body movement is a key thing in sport, and bobsledding uses body movement to make sharp turns so they don't slow down. And the third and final reason why bobsledding is a sport is because of skill. Speed is a good example for the skill. According to AttackWW.Colorado.Education, to set the bobsled in motion, team members sprint while pushing the sled forward. And the reason for that is speed is a key thing in sports, and you would definitely need it in bobsledding because you need to move as fast as you can to get your sled moving. So you need to run really fast to get it to top speed, to get it to move. Another sub-point for it is strength. According to AdventureHowStuffWorks.com, the strongest, most skilled team in the bob world cannot compensate for a bob design. And this proves it because you need to have really good strength to get your bobsled moving. Just like a sport, you have to have a lot of strength. And now I am going to be changing it to Dom, who is going to be the con in this situation. So he's going to disagree with me.
My first argument talks about injuries. And according to the Football Association of International Sports Federation, players should not... Players should not rely on equipment that provided by a single supplier, and the sports proposed should not no way be harmful to any living creatures. And the reason I say bobsled is not considered a sport because the amount of most common injuries players sustain playing the sport, mostly injured are like hamstring pull, Achilles tendons, back pains, and groin pains. And then the same thing with the bobsledding crash. The sport should not be harmful to any people. Because the bobsled can, the bobsled, like, for example, like, going at that rate of speed, bobsled can basically fly off a track and anybody can get hurt at that moment. And then you have to be like a certain weight to push the bobsled at that certain speed. So that really causes injuries for players, like hamstring pulls and Achilles tendons. As my argument number two goes to physical, using force and have to get a certain weight that can cause an injury. You really have to be in shape to push the bobsled. So you have to be like a certain weight. Like, you can't just be like a skinny guy and trying to push it. You have to be a certain amount of weight to, in order to push the sled at a certain speed. If you don't, then you're pretty much probably going to hurt yourself or most likely pull a hamstring. And that also goes like to strength. You gotta be speed and powerful. You gotta have the speed to push the bobsled at a certain speed, or else you probably ain't gonna do much. And then you gotta be powerful. Like, you gotta have like the muscles to do all that. And I think that, you know, people working out mostly every day probably hurting themselves in the gym could probably cause injuries to that. The next argument is safety. I believe that they probably need more safety, because when you're in a bobsled, you pushing it, possibly getting hurt inside of it because you just probably bouncing off the walls and all that, causing injuries. I think that they should have more equipment for safety, like elbow pads or what football players probably wear. And probably need to make a safer track as well, so not like cause a lot of injuries to players. And that'll be it for me.
All right. So.
So come down to the conclusion. I believe bobsled is a dangerous sport, and you should be trained for it.
So, are you trying to say that a bobsled could be a sport, or? Because I do agree that it can be a dangerous sport, because you need to have like that extra strength, and you need to be really quick to get in your bobsled, or else you're gonna get taken out and possibly killed. So, do you believe it should be a sport?
I believe it should be, but it needs to be a little more safer so people don't have to get hurt or like get injured over some like pulling the sled or accidentally bobsled fly off the track because it don't have like protective rails or something.
I agree with you. Alright, so that's it. So me and Dom here came up to the conclusion that bobsled can be a sport. It's just what we think is that it should be a little bit safer to have it be a good sport. Alright, so that's all for now. See you guys.
See ya.